Going to turn now to this issue which is still being discussed between the parties and the independents, particularly in government, at Leinster House, and this is to do with the motion calling for the setting up of a commission of inquiry into the Stardust fire in 1981, in which 48 people died, tabled by the independent TD Tommy Bruin, who's on the line now. Tommy Bruin, good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
This motion will be debated today and voted on tomorrow. How do things stand in terms of who's going to back it and whether you're expecting any change or want any change from the government in their response to it?
Well, the motion, obviously, is going forward in the names of the technical group I belong to, the Independence for Change group, and the People for Profit and AAA, in other words, of 13 deputies. I believe also it'll have strong support from Sinn Féin and from other independent left deputies. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, gave a commitment, I think, in 2014, that to the Stardust Relatives and Victims Committee that he would support a commission of investigation. I've always got strong support on this matter from the Labour Party. Obviously, the independent members who are in government, and particularly Deputy Finian McGrath from my own constituency, will have to make a decision in relation to this. Deputy McGrath, obviously, would have shared topical issues and other debates on the matter with me over the years in support of a commission of investigation. So, I mean, I'd be hopeful that the government would accept the motion and that it would be passed by Dáil Éireann.
Well, why would you be hopeful? We know that Fine Gael disagree.
Well, obviously, the Stardust Relatives and Victims Committee, who carried on this incredible, indefatigable campaign for justice and for closure on this matter over the last 36 years, they have submitted their ideas on new evidence and reasons why the Keane Tribunal should be revisited since this government was formed, and indeed in the previous government with Minister Francis Fitzgerald. I mean, the discussions broke down, I think, before Christmas, but I think a prima facie case has been established.
Could you just sorry to interrupt? Could you just, and it is there are many issues involved here, but could you just summarise for us why you believe there is enough evidence now to justify the setting up of a commission of inquiry?
Well, I think in 1982, when Keane reported, there was, incredulity and shock that a finding of probable arson was made, and the fact that, based on that, there was no accountability in relation to the owners or Dublin Corporation or the Department of the Environment and other agencies that had failed. Now, coming up to the 20th and 25th anniversary, we had a whole series of private investigations, and indeed an investigation by your own station, by Primetime, which I think sort of demolished some of the central thesis of the Keane report. We had the book They Never Came Home by our two Northside journalists, Tony McCulloch and Neil Featherston, who drew attention to the major electrical problems in the ballroom. In 2006, as I said, your colleague Rita O'Reilly in Primetime, I think, essentially demolished the central thesis.
I don't want to spend too much time on the history of it, because since then, of course, we've had Mr. Justice Paul Coffey.
Right.
He conducted a review and he reported the cause of the fire could not be identified.
His central point about Coffey is that if you read Mr. Justice Coffey now, if you read his report, is that he effectively took apart the one of the central theses that the fire could have been started maliciously in the closed off West Alcove, and I think it clearly showed that it started in the roof space.
And we had a government statement saying there was no evidence the fire was started deliberately. What I'm asking is, what now? And as you can't go into, obviously, because it's a big file, I understand, but what now, in summary, is the reason for setting up another inquiry into this?
Well, I think basically the work that's been done by the committee and by their researchers, Ms. Geraldine Foy and Robin Knox and others, I think it has showed conclusively that the fire began in the roof space. They have showed me, they believe, they can show the point of ignition. Obviously, in the roof space, there was a storeroom full of inflammables beside the lamp room, and evidence both internally internally and externally in the transcripts of the Keane report, and indeed in some new evidence that's come forward, shows that the fire was visible from the roof before, in fact, it was seen in the on the seats in the West Alcove. So there's a whole body, I think, of evidence from the transcripts of Keane in particular, but also some new evidence that would show that this was a grave injustice for the people of my constituency. 36 years ago, we've seen similar great campaigns in relation, for example, to Hillsborough in the UK in relation to Bloody Sunday, and that after 36 years, it is now the time for closure, calls,
can I ask
for
you,
peace
can
and
I
for
ask
justice.
You this? Because we know that Fine Gael are offering or suggesting an independent expert would be appointed to scope or to have a look at, to review the evidence that has now been adduced and is being put forward by you and by the relatives to call for a full-scale commission of inquiry. If your motion were passed, it would have no effect. If you were to influence the government's counter-motion, that would have an effect.
Well,
so is that something you've set your face against?
No, I mean, in 2008-09, I mean, we went through a process before with Mr. Justice Coffey. We've been here before, and you know, quite clearly, you know, I believe that the time is now to have a commission of investigation under the McDowell, the 2004 legislation, a fairly short, sharp inquiry to look at this, but as a commission, as statutory. By the way, I mean, if the Dáil passes a motion to this effect, that's a very significant milestone, I think, in the quest for justice.
So, just in summary, as far as you're concerned, it's a commission or nothing?
Well, I mean, I believe the commission is what, during the, I don't know, I've raised this issue probably hundreds of times in my time in Dáil era.
I'm sorry to put you under pressure, but I just want to be clear about this. Is it a commission, no compromise as far as you're concerned? It's that or nothing.
I believe we should have a commission of investigation now.
All right.
You know, we've been down the previous road.
All right, okay. We're right out of time. We'd have to leave it. Tommy Bruin, more on that, obviously, on our news bulletins during the day. Tommy Bruin, thank you.